This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The Obama administration announced a $1.25 billion settlement yesterday, resolving a decades-long fight by thousands of black farmers. The farmers say the Agriculture Department discriminated against them in loan programs, sometimes forcing them to lose their farms. Each farmer who qualifies for the settlement now would get $50,000. Joining us is John Boyd, Jr., president and founder of the National Black Farmers Association. Mr. Boyd, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show.
A pleasure. Now, you've been working on this settlement, as I understand it, for about 20 years. So what does this announcement of $1.25 billion mean to you this morning?
Well, this is a very historic announcement for African Americans across the country. This will put $50,000 into eligible black farmers' hands who've been waiting to receive this compensation for over a decade. I began lobbying Congress and the year 2000 to secure the funding.
How many farmers are we talking about?
We're talking about 80,000 black farmers in 42 states.
80,000
that'd be eligible for the funding.
All across the country now.
All across the country, and this is the second time that the measure has been proposed by the Obama administration in the budget. Although yesterday was the agreement where the Agriculture Department, the Justice Department, and the farmers all agreed to a set amount and a procedural process to begin to process the payments for the black farmers.
Now, $50,000 sounds pretty good, but it doesn't sound like a whole lot, frankly, for somebody who lost their family farm.
No, it's not.
Okay, so how far does it go, do you think?
NPR. Yes, I tell you, if we can just, it's not a lot of money. It won't bring your farm back or anything like
right.
that. But we certainly, for a farmer who can't pay his light bill or phone bill, it will certainly help, you know. So this is a long time coming for black farmers, and we really need for Congress to act and appropriate the funds so that the black farmers can finally receive their payment.
And there are still windows of opportunity, as I understand it, for a judge to potentially stave this off, or is it just up to Congress now?
Well, I think there was discussions with the judge who I think looks at the settlement very favorable. I don't think Judge Freeman will object to the settlement at all. I don't see that in the future.
This isn't the first time, though, that a settlement has been announced, right? This group of farmers that you're talking about in 42 states is sort of a second round of farmers who didn't get settlements the first time.
Yes, we filed the original lawsuit in 97. It was finalized by a consent decree in 1999, and 14,000 black farmers received the $50,000. And the Justice Department, the United States Department of Agriculture and the Justice Department filed motions in federal court to deny us the names of all the farmers that were eligible. And that's why many of the black farmers missed the filing deadline. So 80,000 black farmers came after the filing deadline. And that brings us to, you know, where we are today. We've been fighting for a very long time to get those cases heard. And the black farmers deserve it because the Agriculture Department treated black farmers worse than dirt, the way they treated us in the farm lending program. And thanks for that. Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, John Boyd, I should probably let you run there because you definitely have a lot going on, and it's a big day for you. John Boyd, Jr., president of and founder of the National Black Farmers Association, a group that exists largely for the news that we're hearing today, a settlement in a decades-long case between black farmers and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, a $1.25 billion settlement announced today for farmers who lost their farms because of discrimination, $50,000 each.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.